The 24 crew members of the U.S. surveillance plane forced down in China are now entering their second week in detention. The Chinese government seems to be giving mixed signals as to when the crew might be released. Over the last 2 days, U.S. diplomats have been allowed 2 visits to the crew members. This led to optimism that negotiations for their release were going well. But China's defense minister yesterday said Washington could not shirk its responsibility to apologize. Some see that statement as an indication that China's influential military is continuing to take a harder line on the issue. Joining us this morning from Beijing is NPR's Rob Gifford. Morning, Rob.
Hi, Frank.
What's the latest?
Well, late last night, the defense attaché from the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, Neil Seelock, got to see the crew for the third time. And he took along some emails from friends and family. He says that he even was able to update the crew with some sports scores from the U.S. He said that the crew were in good spirits. Of course, they're getting a bit fed up with being held in detention down there in Hainan Island. And what he said after the meeting was that he was pushing for what he called unfettered access to the crew, and at the least being able to meet with them twice a day. So far, he's only met with them 3 times in a whole week. And I think what he really wants to do is meet with the crew without Chinese officials standing over them.
Your hopes have kind of risen and fallen over this past week, owing in part to the mixed signals from Chinese authorities. But what do you make of those?
Well, I think the mixed signals coming from the Chinese authorities reflect the mixed opinions within the upper echelons of the Communist Party. You've got the development of all these different interest groups. You mentioned the military. The military are very strong. You've also got the state security people. You've also got the foreign ministry. And all the people who are engaged in this decision-making process are having to build coalitions. They're having to keep people happy. And this is such an emotive issue that I think that we're seeing the hawks and the doves kind of fighting this out, if you like, behind closed doors in the decision-making process of how actually to go forward with this situation.
Any way to tell who has the upper hand at the moment?
I think the defense minister's statements yesterday about Washington not being able to shirk its responsibility to apologize to the Chinese people are very significant because the military are very important. In some ways, they're like the kingmakers. And Jiang Zemin, the Chinese president, needs the military. As we go up to the party congress next year, Jiang Zemin wants his people put in place. How is he going to get that done? Only with the support of the military.
How is this whole affair being presented in the Chinese media?
Well, the Chinese media is very interesting because in the last few years, it's become a lot freer to report all sorts of things, things you really wouldn't imagine, on social issues, on economic issues now. But when it comes to an issue like this, it's such an emotive issue. Of course, it's national security. It's to do with high politics, the very important relationship with Washington. You really do see the Communist Party coming down very hard, and you realize who actually does control the media.
Still, it's interesting to me to see the popular opinion being reflected in the press, and that popular opinion is so supportive of the government.
Chinese people are just extremely nationalistic. And when it comes down to things like this, where it seems like big bad America is threatening us again and sending their planes to spy on us, I think it's the classic case of a country that may not necessarily like its leaders being attacked in some way from outside. They do tend to rally around the government. And not only rallying around the government, but really rallying against America.
And it would seem that popular opinion it plays into the hands of the military, which is taking a hard line. How much of a problem is that for Chinese President Jiang Zemin and the other civilian leaders in China?
I think it could be a big problem. If it spills over into this week, it is really going to start to affect the other issues that are on the table. We've got the upcoming decision on whether to sell advanced weapons systems to Taiwan. We've got the decision of who's going to host the 2008 Olympic Games. And I think the hardliners in Washington, as this drags on, are really going to take hold of this issue and use it as a stick to beat China. And I think that could be a real problem for Jiang Zemin over the next weeks if this situation is not resolved.
Rob Gifford is NPR's Beijing correspondent. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Frank.